Welcome to another teaching from City Life Church Wollongong. For more information about our church, log on to www.citylife.org.au.
Thanks for coming out, everyone. It's good to see you. It's good to be here as well. I wanted to talk tonight about patient. I think a better name is Stay and Wait, but that's a song from Hillsong, so I just wrote patient. I didn't write patience. I just wrote patient. Not sure why. So if you want a heading, patient is the heading. And I think it's a bigger deal than we give it credit for. So to kind of start off with, I guess, I got a fair bit of ground to cover. So I want to tell a story. Well, just retell a story that was told by Pixar about a robot. Named Wall-E. So, has anyone seen Wall-E? Has everyone seen Wall-E? If you haven't seen Wall-E, it's a movie about the Earth has been we've over-polluted, too much garbage, and so everyone goes away, and they leave these robots to clean up. And most of the robots kind of don't make it, but this one robot, Wall-E, at the start of the movie, he's just been keeping on going because he's a robot, and he's got solar power, and he just goes and he cleans up. That's what he does. But the reason that it's easy for Wall-E is because he's a robot, which we've established. And I think for me personally, if I was in charge of cleaning up the Earth after we'd made it too messy, I would have trouble doing that because I would lack the patience. And that's actually, I believe, more significant than maybe we give it credit for, because the key difference between, what's the difference between Wall-E and me? Well, Wall-E is a robot. It has no soul. He has no soul. Whereas I believe that that choice, which is where patience comes in, right? It's about making the right choice consistently, is actually one of the defining things that gives us our soul. And if you think about how God set up the earth, we start off in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. And they are put in this place and they're given a choice. But the interesting thing I think about it is how time relates to it. See, the thing with Wall-E is, he's been doing that for a long time. That's what makes it hard. If it was only a week, I could probably do it. But for like 100 years, probably not. So the thing about the Garden of Eden to start with is that they've got this choice. God gives us choice, which is essentially our soul. But before sin enters, there's just ample time for anything. There's just like time. People are living a long time. It just kind of ticks by. There's no big deal. There's no pressure on it. There's no defined endpoint. And so it's kind of easier. But then once we sin, you notice after Noah, the lifespans start to come down quite a lot. And this time becomes more of a pressure. It starts to apply some, it starts to apply an endpoint, which makes us have to make decisions faster. But what I want to kind of lead off with is that time that we have, the time we have, is not a burden or a punishment. It's actually a gift from God. And the reason that we have time is because God doesn't want to destroy us. Now, when we sin, we come out of relationship with God. So sin's doing the wrong thing, making a bad choice. We go out of relationship with God. And God, instead of obliterating us immediately, gives us this thing called time, which allows us to make a better choice. But in order to make a better choice, we need to be patient. Because God is not beholden to time. God doesn't need time. He probably doesn't even understand time quite the same way that we understand it, because we're limited in our understanding of it. So time is really about us. And I mean, we need to look at it as a gift. And that's where you start understanding, hopefully, the significance of patience. I actually think that patience is the fundamental struggle of humanity. And I think as soon as you allow yourself a choice, you allow yourself a soul, then you need to deal with time well. And I think that dealing with time well is essentially patience. I think that most sin, if you really think about it, is saying, I want something right now and I'm going to go and get it, rather than I trust God, I trust something bigger, and I'm going to patiently wait for him to deliver my need. So I think that when it comes down to it, and that's why I'm talking about it, when it comes down to it, that our ability to be patient is actually the critical struggle of our lives. I don't think that's drawn too long a bow. That's what I think, but I'm saying that, so I guess you know that's what I think. So patience is a really, really big deal. And actually, I think maybe if there's one thing we take away from maybe this part, and hopefully there's more to take away, but is that just the act of being patient, if you can give it some value, then maybe you'll get a better outcome. So, you know, if you've got something you're waiting for, then wait for it. And don't undermine or undervalue the challenge of that, because it's actually a really critical challenge from our perspective in our lives. So anytime you're asked to be patient for something, or anytime you're tempted and you need to be patient through it and seek God through it, don't underestimate that struggle. That is the struggle. So time, right? Time fuels and forces those challenges, but fundamentally, it's a chance for God to stay his hand. So in James 5, verse 7, it says, God is not slow as we understand it, but rather he's patient with us. And it's kind of that angle on it. And we kind of see slow, whereas God is actually being patient. And then in the Psalms, you know, it's be still and know that I am God. And without God, you know, life is just, is fleeting, because he only really gives us enough time to kind of seek him out. It's not enough time to rectify it. But if we deal with that time really well, then we enter into God's idea of time, which is Jesus, and which is eternity through Jesus and heaven, right? So it's this time now that's critical. And what I kind of wanted to focus on in the next little bit is just a few, hopefully, handles on how you manage to be patient. If we agree, hopefully, that patience is pretty critical, especially while we're on earth, then how can we actually be patient? Is that all right? Anyone got some awesome ideas? No. Okay. Cool. Well, I got some ideas, and we'll see whether or not they are fantastic. The first way I think to be patient is to be obedient. And I think they get slightly better as far as appealingness, as far as their appeal. So, obedient is the first one. You know, in Matthew 22, I want to say, Matthew 22, Jesus is asked about whether we should pay tax, whether they should pay tax, and the Roman coins had Caesar on it, and he said, well, why don't you give to Caesar what's Caesar's, and it's got a picture of his face. So I believe that part of our deal with patience is we need to be obedient, and not only to the things we have to pay, but in our workplace, to God primarily, to leaders above us, to the Spirit of God in our heart. Jesus on the cross, dying, he has a moment when the earth goes dark. If you remember, it says that about noon, clouds come over, the curtain tears in half, and for 3 hours it's dark. And it's in that moment that Jesus gets desperate. He's got that, it's like, God, my God, why have you forsaken me? He doesn't say that when he's getting whipped or when he's getting nailed to the cross. It's that moment when he sees that relationship gone that he starts to get a bit desperate. And that's when I think, that's when we're talking about our patience. But you notice that Jesus doesn't at that point say, you know, I'm God of angel armies. Boom, here we go. Like, let's get down, I'm done. Jesus, even though he can't feel the relationship, is still obedient to the purpose he knows he has. So even when you can't feel it, even when you don't want to, make sure you're obedient. And you know, one thing I really wanted to say, I wrote down, was that you're not going to miss out if you stay and wait on Jesus and his plan. You're not going to miss out on anything if you just stay and seek Jesus on the cross. Not going to miss out on his purpose just by staying and waiting, by being obedient. He's not going to miss it. So if you're obedient, that's your right. That's how you set your course, right? To be patient. That's how you set your direction. So that's first. That's obedient. The first one is obedient. So to be patient. The second thing that I believe we need to do is submit to one another. Submit to each other. I think that's a bit different. I think it's slightly more appealing than just being obedient. So submission is about sharpening each other. Remember that in the Psalm, it's like as one man... as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens his friend. When we submit to each other, we sharpen ourselves. We sharpen each other. In Nehemiah, when they're building the wall, before they go in and build it, Nehemiah 5, Nehemiah makes the people make a promise. He makes them who are building kind of commit to doing it and getting it finished. But I think the interesting thing about the promise is that it's made together. And the Bible says they kept it because they made it, and I believe because they made it together. Also, when you're talking about love, it's about submission to one another. But that's actually the third point. So the second one's obedience. The third one is love. And the reason that's included is because of 1 Corinthians 13, 4. If you notice, remember that it's a verse about love and all that stuff. And what's the first thing? It says love is patient. So I believe that if patience is the fundamental struggle of our life, then the fundamental answer to that is love. And Jesus would agree, right? In Matthew 22, when he's asked to summarize the entire law and the prophets, you think about the law and the prophets, basically that's God's instruction to us on how to get back to that kind of Eden-like state, how to get back to heaven. And Jesus summarizes it with two commands, to love God and to love your neighbor. So our solution, and I don't think it's a coincidence that our solution to patience, which seems like maybe a small issue, is actually the big issue that God sent his son to die for, and that's for love. So the third way I think that we combat and we allow ourselves to be patient is to love. And I think if you read through that verse in Corinthians, that chapter, it starts to kind of describe to you what you need to be. But I think the first one and the one maybe we can work on in this week is kindness, just a softness towards each other. I think you find that if you're in a moment when you're tempted or in a moment when you're missing out, you feel like on your potential, on what's to come, if you look to love someone in that, then you'll find that it starts being less about your issue and more about your relationship. And the good thing, I guess, that we have and the great thing that we have is that relationship with Jesus is never absent. He's never absent. So unlike, I guess, Jesus on the cross having to front up to God, kind of turning his face on the sin of humanity, because of that moment, where God is always with us, we're always able to find God. And he's always there waiting for us through Jesus. And that's our strength. But it's also, I think, one of the tools we have. So I think if we're going to work on this patient thing, if we're going to, you know, everyone's facing stuff. Everyone's got a prayer they don't have answered. Everyone's got like a struggle that they want to solve, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's money, there's always something we're facing. And I think if we're going to deal with that well, we need to be patient. And I think that to be patient, there's three handles that you can get. So first of all, is to be obedient to what you've been told. That sets your path. Second is to submit to each other, to be sharpening each other. You know, use your friendships to get you closer to God. And the third one is to love. Just look for love wherever you can find it, because that's our big card. That's our big play is love. So look for love in Jesus and look for love around and about. Okay, is that good? So hopefully that helps. I really want patience is a big deal for us, and then love is the big solution. So I'm gonna pray. Lord God, thank you for tonight. Thank you for everyone. And Lord, I just pray that you would just quicken your word and the Bible in our hearts and help us understand it. And Lord, I pray that you would be with us this week and encouraging us. And I pray that you would lend strength and love to our community, to our city as well, Lord. And we just thank you for all you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this teaching from City Life Church. And why not join us on a Sunday? We hold multiple services around the Illawarra. For more information, go to www.citylife.org.au.